Decompression 40%. Increase steady. Only a few minutes to go. Everybody hear me all right?
Reception's okay, but keep it gradual, Ace. How are you holding up, Lieutenant?
Very good, sir. The only thing, it's getting a little hard to move my arm.
Your mobility at the decompression limit will be about the same as during training. All things being equal except gravity. Since your cleats are magnetized, you won't be able to appreciate the difference until we hit ground. This is the moment you've been waiting for, isn't it, son?
Sure is. And, sir, could I be the first?
No. You'd better follow after me. I want an observer who's all in one piece. You're well protected against normal hazards, but not so well against the precipitous kind.
Skipper's right, Lieutenant.
By the way, if you didn't know, how much did you guess all that equipment weighs?
Suit, helmet, tools, mixture tank, etc.
Oh, about 25 pounds. But I know it's much more.
That's right. The complete outfit runs over 150. You're going to be in for a surprise when we get away from these metal bulkheads.
Which is precisely why I want to be ready and waiting when he steps off that ladder.
Room empty, Chief. Lieutenant, we present to you the moon.
Slowly does it. After me.
AC, you bring up the rear.
Right.
Careful getting out now.
Okay, sir.
Yo!
Hold it. See what I mean?
Oh. Well, this is going to be awkward until I get back the other 5/6 of me. The suit only makes it more so. If only it were somehow weighted with extra...
Impossible, Lieutenant. The extra transport for 3 men would amount to over a ton. Oh, you'll develop your moon legs quickly enough, and plenty of time to start considering the problem of getting used to Earth gravity again. Now, as a veteran of 1 minute, what do you think of this barren place?
Sure see why they call it Operation Nightmare. Nothing but desert, rock, and fantastic shadows.
A real chamber of horrors, isn't it? Frozen by night and blasted by boiling heat during the daytime. There's practically no atmosphere, Lieutenant. This is a vitally important point. It means that the surfaces of all this rock you see have never been eroded by wind or water. Every foot of those jagged edges is razor sharp, ready to tear and puncture the life mixture out of your suit at the first moment of carelessness. So take it easy. Try to resist the temptation to play around with this low gravity.
I promise. Just the same, I can't help wondering how far a home run would go.
Convoy to the north, Chief. Heading this way. They must have been loaded and waiting when they received our position.
Looks like Leonard from those numerals up front. It is. The BG himself, Ace. Can you read me, General? This is Earhart, 047. How's Autolycus these days? Over.
Hello, Frank. The days are fine. The night's our trade for the Black Hole of Calcutta. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Same here. General, you know Ensign Bradford?
Right. Have you been, Ace?
Fine indeed, sir.
And this is our flight observer, Lieutenant Randall. General Leonard of the lunar base at Autolycus.
How do you do, sir?
Good to have you aboard, Lieutenant. Your first run to the moon?
Yes, General. First assignment outside the Academy.
Good. Now, wait a minute. I think we may have an unexpected bit of excitement for you. Frank, the smaller pieces of your cargo are for the Hoyle Observatory. They're fairly light. Your observer and I could deliver them while my men unload the rest onto the convoy. The opportunities are rare for this sort of thing, and it'd be highly instructive. What do you say?
Wonderful. I don't think the lieutenant will have any objections.
Objections? Why, Colonel, that would be fine with me, sir.
Very good, Lieutenant. Come along. Frank, if you'll direct the men, I'll bring round the lead carrier and we can get started. We should just about complete the trip south in time to return the main load to the base.
In you go, son. Good luck, and follow what the general has to say.
I will, sir, and thank you for permitting me to...
Nonsense. He's delighted to parcel you out. See you later.
How far is it to the observatory, sir?
About 70 miles south into the Apennines. There's really nothing else to compare with it. Brand new 300-inch reflectoscope, photo labs, planetarium, the works. Finest observatory in the solar system. Wait, look there. You can see the peaks rising ahead of us and to the left.
Oh, we must be traveling awfully fast for them to show up so suddenly.
Well, that's part of it. The main reason lies actually in the moon's smallness. With a diameter only a little more than one quarter that of the Earth, your horizon's very close here. Objects in the distance appear and disappear much more abruptly. Hey, look around. You'll see that your rocket's almost dropped over the rim.
Say, that's right. Something else, too, sir. What is that powdery stuff scattered over the ground to our right? It looks like salt from here.
That's moon dust, Lieutenant.
Oh?
A fine, powdery sand composed of meteorite particles and native rock. In deeper basins where the dust is accumulated, it can be very treacherous. We once lost a carrier that way before the road system was marked out.
Even with these balloon tires?
Roller guards, Lieutenant. Yes, even these are scant protection against the larger drifts. Also, the steering is difficult to correct in a hurry. Such a large wheelbase. Hold on. That's a signal from the observatory.
Sir, I can see it up above, about 30 degrees left. It must be 10,000 feet.
Wait. Something about a slide obliterating our left turn into the gorge and... Quick, Lieutenant. Four-wheel drive. Hold on to the side. We missed the turn.
The dust. We're plowing in.
Right. Start working into reverse while I swing up top.
Can I help, sir?
Yes, there we are. Keep that turbine going. There's fuel in these outside tanks, hydrogen peroxide. I'm going to start releasing it to lighten up.
Sir, the four wheels are slipping.
All right. Now, ram into reverse. March, Ken.
Reverse it is.
Don't let up on that drive. Faster.
I don't think it's working, gentlemen. We're moving in deeper.
This isn't a snowbank. Use brute force on that pedal. It's the only way. Starting to pull out. Slowly. Keep it down.
Right. I can feel it pulling out now. Almost completely submerged here.
Good work, Lieutenant. We're making the grade. I can see the markers behind us. Just a few more yards.
We're onto bedrock. Hold on, sir. Pulling very well now.
I'm going to go into the other seat. Hold the wheel. You're doing fine. Made it. Hey, you're practically on the road. That's good. That's good. Let her cool for a moment.
Oh. I'm shaking all over, General. That's the closest I ever came.
You're not the only one, Lieutenant. You deserve a recommendation for this. First, however, on to the observatory. We've got a cargo to deliver.